DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 70. Highs level off around 99. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The full House of Representatives expected to take up a minibus appropriations bill this week. That includes, among the other appropriations bills, the Agriculture Appropriations Bill. The House Rules Committee meets today to determine the contours of debate, including which amendments we made in order. Historically, floor consideration and opportunity for opponents of U.S. farm policy to offer hostile amendments. But House leadership likely to look akant at such amendments because that would complicate passage of the overall legislation. Meanwhile, Senate Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman planned to release the fiscal year 2023 bills by the end of July. That's according to a spokesman for Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Patrick Leahy. While the House plans to clear as many of 12 of the annual appropriations bill before the August recess, the Senate not expected to move any bills through subcommittee, full committee, or the full chamber. This will undoubtedly result in the need for at least one continuing resolution to keep the government running after September 30th, and ultimately in an omnibus bill in the lame duck early next year. Failure to pass an omnibus would result in Congress passing a year-long continuing resolution. Senators John Thune of South Dakota, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, they're members of the Senate Ag Committee. They led Senate colleagues in requesting that Ag Secretary Vilsack address implementation issues with the Emergency Relief Program, or ERP, including ensuring that all 2020 cause of loss are covered under the ERP Prevent Plant and that the 75% rule is not to be implemented in a manner that harms producers with a negative ATI or excludes equipment sales from farm income and ensures that farmers who purchase supplemental crop insurance coverage receive timely assistance. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Brown County Sheriff's Office received a call for a possible shooting on the Kickapoo Reservation. Law enforcement arrived at the scene around 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Upon arrival, one person was confirmed dead. The suspect is in custody at the Brown County Jail pending investigation. Further details have not been released and the investigation is ongoing. The Kansas prison in Lansing was placed on lockdown Friday night after a fight among inmates sent one prisoner to the hospital and left at least three corrections employees injured. The incident happened around 7 p.m. in a section of the facility that houses violent offenders, said Sarah LaFrenz, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Corrections. Corrections spokesman Randall Bowman confirmed in a text message that the hospitalized inmate was stabbed. He said the rest of the facility had been placed on lockdown as a precautionary measure. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, term, and vehicle with respect to fees, expires month's end.
The Valley Falls Police Department said just after 4 p.m. on Thursday, officers were called to the 900 block of Oak Street with reports of a fight. When officials did arrive, they said they found John Jeffries, 41, in a physical altercation with a minor. He was also reported under the influence of alcohol. The Jefferson County Jail inmate roster indicates that Jeffries was booked into jail for battery and endangering a child and remains behind bars with no bond set. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a high-risk warning for West Nile virus infections for North Central, South Central, Northeast, and Southeast regions of the state. West Nile virus is the leading cause of mosquito-borne illness in the continental U.S., the KDHE said. It is most often spread to people through mosquito bites, but it is not spread from person to person. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Scotts Bluff Police Department captured an escaped inmate on Sunday. Officers responded to Avenue I and West 27th Street in reference to a possible sighting of escapee David Lee Scroggins Jr. walking in the area at 1:20 p.m. Scotts Bluff officers arrived in the area and within a short amount of time contacted the male near Avenue G and West 24th Street. The male was transported to the Scotts Bluff Police Department where he did provide a false name and date of birth. Scroggins was identified by his tattoos and transported to the Scotts Bluff County Detention Center for an outstanding warrant as well as a new charge of criminal impersonation. A former Panhandle postal carrier has been sentenced in federal court for stealing mail. 56-year-old Gene Thomas of Gearing was sentenced to 2 years probation. Thomas was a rural route carrier for the USPS in western Nebraska from 2017 to 2021. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of payroll, down payment, APR term, and vehicle with proof of assessment fees, expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard that the county tax sale is planned August 26th at 10 a.m. They approved a memorandum of understanding with the city of Marysville to conduct a special tax sale for condemned and demolished property at 205 North 10th Street. The city attorney will proceed with that tax sale. Legal counsel and lawn providers met to discuss financing for a new law enforcement center. Leasehold certificates of participation or private placement lease are the options the board will likely be moving forward with. They will need to decide how much funding will be necessary. Then a notice of intent will be published for 2 consecutive weeks. The information needed for the notice is the total anticipated project cost and total anticipated upfront contribution being made by the county. As soon as the architect and construction manager at risk provide that information, the board will be able to move forward. Network Computer Solutions met with the board to discuss an IT incident that occurred week before last. The server basically quit performing and offices were without the tax or AP software for about 2 days. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker voiced frustrations with communication and feels we often get put between the software vendors and IT techs, which often delay resolution of issues for days or even weeks. NCS currently has a tech at the courthouse each Thursday and will look into adding an additional day for a tech to be on site. A new server will be quoted that can handle the increased workload created by new software and will move forward with replacing the server. Marshall County Commissioners meeting this week will be at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids Monday. Washington County Commissioners met with emergency and first responders concerning ambulance services. Carolyn Scoville presented budget numbers that were negative each year and asked a budget increase. She also discussed putting the Hanover ambulance under Washington County. It's currently operated through Hanover Hospital and was shut down for a period due to lack of staffing. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Thursday as the county treasurer came before the board to speak about increasing current wages for county employees in order to make it easier to recruit new employees. Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2023 budget suggesting changes and discussed the amount to indicate to department heads for raises in 2023 in order to help with their budget requests. Commissioners discussed employee benefits that may be eliminated to help offset the cost of raises. At their regular meeting last Monday, Road and Bridge recommended that commissioners approve a bid for a bridge submitted by Norfolk Contracting for $202,000, which was then approved under the state's 80-20 plan. A house fire in Marysville early Friday afternoon resulted largely in smoke damage to a residence at 405 Laramie. Marysville volunteer firemen were called out. No one was reported injured. The Marshall County Fair continues Monday and Tuesday, with several livestock shows Monday. Round Robin begins at 5. The petting zoo and pony rides will also operate Monday, beginning at 5. KNDY will continue live broadcast with fair results beginning in the 3 o'clock hour Monday afternoon. Tuesday, the livestock judging contest begins at 10, with a 4-H fashion review and cake auction at 5. The annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public Tuesday evening at 6, and the livestock auction wraps up the fair Tuesday evening at 7.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here is your KNDY Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the day, we can expect to see an upper-level ridge of high pressure staying in place across the region, which in turn will be giving us plenty of sunshine and dry conditions, and we'll see temperatures staying above average as we head throughout most of the week, with our next best chance of precipitation coming at this time later on Friday night and into early on Saturday morning. Otherwise, for the most part, we'll see those temperatures staying into the low and mid-90s across the majority of the region as we head through the day, and then we'll see temperatures reaching up into the upper 90s and low 100s on Tuesday. Temperatures briefly cool down back into the low 90s on Wednesday, and then warming things back up into the mid and upper 90s once again to wrap up the week. And we'll see temperatures staying into the upper 90s and low 100s, looking ahead into the upcoming weekend, with a couple slight chances of seeing some scattered showers and storms taking place Friday night and again on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 114. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Widespread rain Saturday night into Sunday brought an inch to 2 across the region. We were just over 2 inches here at studios in Marysville.
It's July, and we could all use a little extra firepower in the battle against odor. More about taming the smells of summer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 18th, the 199th day of the year. Vin Diesel and Kristen Bell are sharing a birthday today. It is no secret, especially in the dog days of summer, that we all sweat. Some of us are just more successful at covering up those unpleasant odors. Here are some tips for taming them. If antiperspirants or deodorants aren't enough, a damp cloth sprinkled with baking soda is a good remedy. Or make a spritz out of apple cider, vinegar, and water. The vinegar smell dissipates quickly, but its antibacterial effects remain. And if you need to sock it to foot odors, try this. In a basin, mix brewed black tea with cool water and soak your feet for 30 minutes a day. Some people swear it'll give you sweeter smelling feet in a week or two. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more natural remedies at almanac.com.
Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of July. Please contact the office for further details at 562-2020, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry. And what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Hi, my name is Anna Spitz. I'm with Eva Bodders and Boosters. I'm showing the goat this year, and I did arts and crafts.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
I am Stella Martin with the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been doing 4-H for 8 years. This year, I am showing my lamb, my horse, I'm in photography and visual arts. My favorite part of 4-H is all the opportunities I get.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path, and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
I am Kaylin Martin with the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been doing 4-H for 5 years. This year I am showing my horse, my lamb, and photography. My favorite part of 4-H is working with my animals.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Hi, I'm Grant Prawley. This is my fourth year in 4-H, and I'm doing swine, arts and crafts, building creations.
Hi, my name is Andrew Lauer. I'm with the Happy Harvester 4-H Club. I'm showing Legos, arts and crafts, photography, sheep, cooking, and gardening.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Alejandro Kirk hit a two-run home run in the eighth inning, sending the Toronto Blue Jays to a 4-2 victory against the Royals yesterday. Kansas City in last place in the AL Central was without 10 unvaccinated players, including All-Star outfielder Andrew Benintendi and infielder Whit Merrifield during this four-game series in Toronto. The Royals won the first game of the series on Thursday and then dropped the next three. And the Royals on Sunday selected Gavin Cross, an outfielder from Virginia Tech, with the ninth overall pick in the 2022 first-year player draft. Cross, 21, hit .328 with 17 home runs and 50 RBI in 57 games in his junior season at Virginia Tech. Also in the second round, that 49th overall, the Royals selected Arkansas third baseman Caden Wallace. Wallace played with Dayton Moore's son, Robert, who was drafted by the Brewers at 72nd overall. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Christian Encarnacion Strand hit for the cycle and led the Wind Surge to 11-1 victory over the Arkansas Travelers on Sunday afternoon as the Wichita Wind Surge swept the six-game series. The Surge tallied their first six-game series sweep in franchise history, while Encarnacion Strand became the first player in Surge history to hit for the cycle. Wichita City Council members and members of the community helped celebrate the opening of the new Wichita Baseball Museum, located inside Riverfront Stadium at 275 South McLean Boulevard. The museum features trivia and historical artifacts showcasing Wichita's baseball history, including Wichita's all-black baseball team, the Monrovians, the National Baseball Congress, along with preserved components of old Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Approximately $1.8 million was spent on the construction of the museum, including the infrastructure, interior, and curation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team heads to the state tournament in Great Bend the end of this month. They posted a 17-2 win over Ottawa and an 8-0 win over Seneca in the district to advance. Again, Marysville Junior Legion baseball team in the state tournament at Great Bend beginning July 27.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville is a really good community to live in. And
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Grow garden phlox and enjoy a long season of bloom, fragrance, and the winged visitors it attracts to the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This stately perennial has been a mainstay in gardens since colonial times. The hundreds of colorful varieties, along with increased powdery mildew resistance, have helped maintain its popularity. You'll enjoy the vivid colored flowers that top sturdy stems for several months each summer. Choose from pink, rose, red, coral, salmon, lavender, violet, and white flowers. Some blossoms have a lighter or darker center called an eye. Remove faded flowers to encourage continual bloom, or harvest flowers regularly and enjoy their color and fragrance indoors. Grow this native beauty in full sun or partial shade. It prefers moist, well-drained soil and suffers during extreme heat and dry conditions. Mulch to help keep roots cool and moist. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Jim's Carpet and Supplies wants to honor all wounded and disabled veterans and say thank you for your selfless sacrifices. Without each veteran's part in protecting America, our country would not be what it is today. From Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Imagine looking through 250,000 signatures in dark, narrow passages with a flashlight in an order to find where one very famous person had left their mark. It's just part of the interesting story behind this place that you may just know from a book you've read. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What is today known as Mark Twain Cave in Hannibal, Missouri, was discovered in 1819. Decades before Twain wrote about the cave in novels such as Tom Sawyer, people were visiting and leaving their mark.
As far as the signatures go, this was part of the experience. Locals would come in and sign their name. There's been some speculation that perhaps there was bragging rights about who had the most signatures in the cave.
Vicki Vale says prior to the National Landmark designation in 1972, you could sign your name. And many people did.
We don't know exactly who some of these people are. We know that they're a part of our story as well. And so we have estimated about 250,000 signatures throughout the Mark Twain Cave.
There are about 6 miles of walls in this narrow cave where signatures could be written. They knew the author had pinned his name to a wall, but with so many crooks and crannies, they could never find it.
The signature of Samuel Clements, that was found in the summer of 2019, so very recently, always expected to be found.
Signature analysis was used to verify what had been found, but some writing here is more than a person's signature. In fact, some words were carved in stone for a price.
This was etched in here by a professional stonemason in the early 1900s who had been hired by a shoe company called Star Brand Shoes. And so it says, "Star Brand Shoes are better, sold by Roberts Johnson and Rand Shoe Company of St. Louis."
And consider that advertising was professionally etched into the walls in 1909 and would have had to been read by candlelight by visitors. But it was prime real estate to share one's message. Traveling the countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder.
dramatic loss of farmland in the United States. Today on Farm to Fork.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. As cities and other developments grow, more and more farmland goes away. The American Farmland Trust exists to preserve and protect, but AFT President John Piatti says losses are mounting.
Between 2001 and 2016, the United States converted over 11 million acres of agricultural land. That equates to 2,000 acres every day. We are now looking forward to project how the loss of farmland could affect us in the future. Our findings suggest the urgent need for a more thoughtful, equitable, and sustainable path forward.
Piatti appeared in a recent AgriPulse webinar to talk about AFT's new study, which says there's the potential to lose another 18 million acres of farmland to development by 2040.
In this scenario, Texas, North Carolina, Tennessee and Georgia will convert over 1 million acres of ag land, while California and Virginia are not far behind. Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island will each lose over 17% of their remaining farmland.
Piatti says AFT thinks just 7 million acres of farmland losses is possible. I'll have more on that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the June Consumer Price Index was released on Wednesday last week. And the report showed the rising of a 40-year high to 9.1% inflation, led by higher prices for items such as food and gasoline, putting a dent in the budgets of rural Americans overall. And White House Council Economist Advisor member Jared Bernstein says, however, the recent decline in energy prices aren't included in that report.
This is a report for June, so it's not picking up the 40 cent per gallon. I'm talking about national averages. 40 cent per gallon decline in the price of gas from mid-June through today. But even with that decline, inflation overall is unacceptably high. But it is the case that energy, such as gas and electricity, made up half of this monthly increase in this report. And it does not factor in some of these improvements in the gas sector. So look for that a bit more in the July report.
He says the July report may be a little bit better, as the price of energy is uniquely tied to food and agriculture overall.
In fact, they're intimately merged. The price of energy is a key input, whether it's fertilizer, fueling tractors and other farm equipment, or feedstock. And so the decline of energy prices, where we've seen a much more significant decline, is in the price of oil. Those declines should help people in the agriculture sector who have faced such high energy costs. I think the other thing we can do, and we've had some success here, but we need to keep pushing on it, is make sure that our import and export markets are operating efficiently.
Oil overall has been teetering right around that $100 a barrel at the end of the week last week to wrap up in trading. Average price of gas as well, wrapping up on Friday, showed that Kansas was sitting at near $4.40 for an average overall. Nebraska slightly higher, sitting at $4.52. And Oklahoma was slightly lower at $4.31. Texas a little bit lower the further south you went, with $4.10 for the average. Colorado, on the other hand, up at $4.81.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado. On
Hitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the July World Ag Supply and Demand Report this week. Correspondent Michael Clements shares what the report means for the crop year moving forward.
USDA's latest WASD report incorporates data from the June 30th acreage report, but offers little change for now. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers explains.
Well, what was most surprising was how lackluster almost the report was. It brought in estimates from the June 30th acreage report, which updated U.S. acre estimates from what farmers said their intended planted acres were going to be in March to what they actually planted throughout the spring. And the other surprising thing is some of the unchanged yields for corn and soybeans, but a slight increase for wheat yields. We do see widespread drought conditions that may or may not influence how those yields change over the next couple of weeks.
USDA made slight changes for larger domestic supplies of corn and wheat, but a slightly lower supply of soybeans, aligning with the June 30th acreage report.
So for corn, we do see an increase to ending stocks for the upcoming year, while soybeans, we're going to see a decrease in production because of lower acreage. But I think it's important to note for corn and soybeans, USDA still has just over 4 million acres of corn and over 15 million acres of soybeans that need to be resurveyed from the June 30th acreage report that could continue to influence those numbers going forward. We don't actually have all the information just yet.
Myers adds that weather conditions over the next few weeks will be key.
For the next couple of weeks, certainly the average farm price is going to play into this. USDA lowered the average farm price for corn and wheat due to those larger supplies, but also lowered the farm price for soybeans due to lower production. So we're going to keep an eye on farm prices, and what's really going to play into that is how weather changes over the next couple of weeks.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inventory management at agriculture.com.
$15.70 now.
Home Send Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go through a Monday today, we're getting closer to the wrap-up of the first day of trading of the week. Pretty consistent on the board today, mostly higher across the board for the grains and livestock overall, as things have slowed down some. In the corn market, still higher here. September corn's up 11 and 3 quarters to 616 and a quarter. December corn's up 10 and 3 quarters to 1014 and 3 quarters. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's up 46 and a quarter to 883 and 3 quarters. But December up in the green, 45 and a half to 890. And 3/4. Over in the soybean market, mostly higher numbers here as they've been pretty consistent on the day, up near 40-cent gains today. August beans are up 41.5 to 1507 and a half. September's up 44.5 to 1404, even a bushel. In the meal market, August soybean meal's up 330 right now at 434 and 30 cents. With the soybean oil for August up $3.78 at 63.86. In the cotton market, a little bit of green here. October cotton's up 441 at $100.82. December's up 447 at 93.18. And the oats market, mostly higher here. They're recovering from some of the losses they've seen over the last couple weeks. September oats up 31.5 cents to 496. And a quarter. Real quick, in the livestock market, things mostly higher here. Live cattle for August sitting up 62 cents right now at 135.55. October live cattle's up $1.10 at 140.65. Mixed in the feeder cattle after they dropped down to the red for a little bit. August is trying to come back up 2 pennies to 176.37. September's down 62 cents at 179.05. And the lean hogs have some green here, with August lean hogs up $2.27. at 112.10. October's up with $1.95 at 94.55. U.S. dollar index today down 84 cents at 107.07. We have 30-year bonds down just over a point at 138.26. And the 10-year notes for September down slightly, sitting at 118.09. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself.
Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
The latest cattle on feed report and the combined steer and heifer slaughter numbers are explained by Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel.
You know, that last cattle on feed report, we did finally see a decrease in placements, actually a little bit more than the pre-report estimates had, but it's really been a long time coming. We've sort of been anticipating that placements would begin to drop for the last several months, and one of the reasons they haven't, I think, is partly due to the drought situation. If you look at heifer slaughter so far this year, so the number of heifers coming through the feedlots, heifer slaughter is up about 3.5% year over year in the first half of the year, while steer slaughter is down, and we expect the combined steer and heifer slaughter to be down in the second half of the year. But I think drought has been redirecting some of those heifers through the feedlots, and that's one of the things that's kind of postponed, if you will, seeing some tighter numbers in that situation.
Daryl goes on to explain the extent to which herd liquidation is occurring and the short-term effects.
Of course, the other part of the drought situation that is very much of an issue this year has been the beef cow culling. Beef cow slaughter is up nearly 15%. It's 14.5% above year-ago levels, and that's on top of a 9% increase year over year in cow slaughter last year. So we're clearly, when you look at more heifers coming through the feedlots, that means we're not saving them for breeding purposes. Heifer retention is down. Cow culling is up. That means we're liquidating the herd. And I think we are seeing significant beef cow herd liquidation. And again, of course, that's putting more cows in the market and more meat in the market, also adding to beef production in the short run.
When asked about long-term impacts, he explains that this ongoing herd liquidation could even lead to some dramatic changes in beef production over long periods of time.
I think, in fact, we're going to see some fairly dramatic impacts because I think this drought is probably pushing us lower than we would have gone otherwise. We were already in a degree of herd liquidation since the peak in 2019, mm-hmm. but this is pushing us significantly lower. And so at some point in time, we're going to see a more dramatic decrease in beef production once these feedlot numbers sort of work through the system. And so that's going to have impacts. And then at some point, I think we are probably going lower than we intend to be, which means there's going to be a more dramatic push to rebuild the herd. That means we'll save a lot of heifers for retention. That'll squeeze beef production in the short run, and we'll also cut back on cow culling when we do that. Now, that probably won't happen. The timing is tricky, but it probably won't happen even in 2023. It might be 2024 before we get there, but that's going to come as a result of what's happening to us right now in 2022.
Explaining the latest cattle market numbers and the extent to which they display ongoing herd liquidation in the U.S., that was Oklahoma State livestock economist Daryl Peel.
Check out all the exhibits at the Marshall County Fair. This year's 4-H youth took part in pre-fair judging earlier this month. We had a chance to talk about their projects and activities planned at the fair this year, and we'll be back with those updates.
I am Faith Plager with Happy-Go-Lucky 4-H Club. This year I am showing a goat, bucket calf, pig, and taking pottery, jewelry, and arts and crafts. I have been doing 4-H for 3 years, and my favorite part about 4-H is my pottery.
I am McKenna Griffith with Happy-Go-Lucky 4-H Club. This year I am showing a pig and a bucket calf. I have been doing 4-H for 3 years. My favorite part of 4-H is jewelry.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking.
Banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
I am Drew Rumbo with the Happy-Go-Lucky 4-H Club. This year, I am showing goats. I will be taking photography, pots, and a batik, and also canned food. I've been doing 4-H for 11 years. My favorite part of 4-H is working with my goats all summer and getting them tamed down and ready to show.
I'm Sadie Wessel with the Happy-Go-Lucky 4-H Club. This year, I'm showing pigs, sweet spreads, and photography. I've been doing 4-H for 3 years. My favorite part of 4-H is working with my pigs and letting them run around the yard.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Hi, my name is Clara Key. I'm from the Work to Win 4-H Club in Frankfort, Kansas. And some of the projects that I'm enrolled in this year is clothing construction, bimanship, photography, and arts and crafts. And my favorite project is probably clothing construction. And I've been sewing since I was 7 years old.
Hi, my name is Ashley Crowley, and I'm from the Wide Awake 4-H Club. And my favorite project is sewing. I have two goats, and I like to show them.
Farm Bureau of Kansas mission is strengthening agriculture and the lives of Kansans through advocacy, education, and service. Marshall County Farm Bureau continues to provide member benefits, including education, outreach, and support of member ag practices. Learn more at the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Your membership qualifies you for generous discounts and incentives from a variety of business partners and includes access to insurance and financial services. Being a member makes a difference for Kansas agriculture.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.